And joining us now for market analysis, Ryan Moe with Stone X here on our midday commentary. Ryan, let's look at the grains and seeing an okay day across the grains and oilseeds here on Friday. I know still a lot of debate over the USDA April WASD numbers versus the CONAB numbers out of Brazil and more. The trade, there's a lot of discrepancy there, and I think a lot of the trade is trying to figure out who's right. Talk about that for us here a little bit.
Yeah, when we talk about yesterday's report, the highlights were definitely not in North America, but more for South America. So we'll talk about soybeans in Brazil first. The spread between the USDA numbers and the CONAB numbers is 8.5 million metric tons. If you do the math on that, that's 312 million bushels. And the USDA is projecting the U.S. carryout for soybeans to be 340 million bushels. When we think about just the scale of overall Brazilian agriculture, it feels to me like the U.S. carryout for soybeans is simply a rounding error for the Brazilian farmer. The other big story is the Argentinian corn market. The Argentinians are facing a leaf hopping pest that is supposedly creating a lot of stress to the Argentine corn crop. But interestingly enough, we just received a new up-to-date crop conditions report from the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange earlier this morning, and it's not reflecting the bad conditions that this leaf hopper is supposedly creating. So there's a lot of questions taking place in the Argentine and Brazilian crops as it sits today. And we just didn't get many answers yesterday in that report. And I think that's probably what the higher markets are working towards today. It's just uncertainty is creating a little bit of higher push in the corn and soybean markets.
Yeah, a lot more questions than answers, it feels like. Basis-wise, I mean, getting a little bit of a rally here. Basis has been pretty steady, though, in the U.S. I mean, is there much opportunity here on the cash side for U.S. farmers as we get into spring planting, Ryan?
It really feels like the buying, as far as the commercials is concerned, has dried up because farmers are not interested in selling. Yesterday's report did not do any favors for that. And when we look at where the buyers are focused, or excuse me, the sellers are focused, they're focused on planting right now. They're not focused on selling. So I expect the rest of April to be very challenging as far as off-farm sales. And that is likely going to lead us to stronger basis markets.
And then outside markets, I got to ask you about those here as we headed to the weekend. At one point, gold was up $60 an ounce. Crude has been up about 2% here today. Stocks going the opposite way, though. The dollar higher. Any notes here in this outside market environment we're watching, Ryan?
Unfortunately for the ag industry, the U.S. grain industry more specifically, the seeking alpha crowd, which is the big fund players that look for big, exciting markets with lots of volatility, they are elsewhere. They are not in the corn, beans, and wheat market because of our oversupply situation. They are participating in markets like cocoa and coffee and gold. And they're in the commodities, and therefore they're into the crude oil market, but they're just not focused on corn, beans, and wheat, and they won't be until we can get some big demand news or a short supply situation.
Good stuff there once again. Ryan Moe with Stone X filled in for Arlen Suderman on our midday commentary on this Friday. Coming up this afternoon on Market Talk, we're going to recap the week of the trade with Kent Beadle from Paradigm Futures, and we're going to talk spring planting and some agronomy thoughts with Lance Tarchione from DeKalb Asgrow in Illinois. That's all coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. It's going to do it for the midday commentary for Friday, April 12th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.